You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Step into the Gen X time machine and rewind to the era of rolled jeans, flipped collars, and boomboxes blasting on every corner. Let's take a trip back to the 80s and 90s, where we relive the trends and unforgettable moments that shaped Generation X and made us who we are today.
Ah, Home Alone. Just saying those two words takes you right back to 1990, doesn't it? Kevin McAllister slapping his cheeks in the bathroom mirror and screaming. That image is burned into the brain of every Gen Xer. It wasn't just a movie. It was a phenomenon. Home Alone was everywhere, on TV and theaters, on VHS tapes that flew off the shelves at Blockbuster. It was part of our lives, and more than three decades later, it still holds up. Let's start with the genius behind it all, John Hughes. At this point, Hughes was already a legend. He'd given us The Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, movies that defined our adolescence. So when he sat down and wrote Home Alone in just 9 days, it was like catching lightning in a bottle. The idea came to him after a family vacation when he thought, what if we accidentally left one of the kids behind? It was simple and relatable, because let's face it, if you grew up in a big Gen X family, it was easy to get overlooked. If mom and dad weren't doing a head count, someone could get left behind. And then there was the casting. Macaulay Culkin was Kevin McAllister. He was just 10 years old, but his charm, natural timing, and ability to look completely at ease in front of the camera made him a star. Director Chris Columbus, who went on to direct Mrs. Doubtfire and the first two Harry Potter movies, has said he knew Macaulay was the one. Columbus had worked with Culkin on Uncle Buck, so he knew the kid could deliver. Still, they auditioned over 200 kids just to be sure. But in the end, nobody came close to Culkin. He had that perfect mix of innocence and mischief. He didn't act. He just was Kevin. The movie wasn't just about Macaulay, though. It was a masterclass in supporting performances. Catherine O'Hara, as Kevin's mom, Kate McAllister, brought so much warmth and humor to the role. That iconic moment when she realizes Kevin's missing, Kevin has become the stuff of meme legend. O'Hara was already a comedy queen thanks to SCTV and Beetlejuice, but Home Alone introduced her to a whole new generation. And she's only gotten better since then. If you've watched her as Moira Rose in Schitt's Creek, you know she's a once-in-a-lifetime talent. And let's not forget the Wet Bandits. Joe Pesci as Harry and Daniel Stern as Marv, two bumbling burglars who managed to be both terrifying and hilarious. Here's where it gets wild. Joe Pesci was shooting Goodfellas the same year as Home Alone. Imagine playing one of the most intense, violent mobsters in cinema history, then turning around and getting hit in the face with an iron. He even avoided Macaulay Culkin on set so that Kevin's fear of Harry would look real. Daniel Stern, on the other hand, was all in for the slapstick. That tarantula crawling across his face? Completely real. No fake spiders here. Stern agreed to do the scene with an actual tarantula, but he only wanted one take. Fair enough, right? The scream you hear, that guttural, terrified howl, is Stern's actual scream. And because they didn't want to scare the spider, he had to do the scream silently on set, then dub it in later. Talk about dedication. The traps, though, those traps were the real stars of the movie. The blowtorch to the head, the icy steps, the paint cans on ropes. It was every kid's dream to rig up their own booby traps. And here's the thing, there was no CGI. Those stunts were real. Sure, they had safety precautions, but actual stuntmen were getting thrown downstairs, hit with heavy objects, and smacked in the face with irons. Chris Columbus said the stunt team worked tirelessly to make it look painful without actually causing serious injuries. And somehow, they made it hilarious. The house, by the way, is its own character. That gorgeous, suburban Chicago home looked like it came straight out of a Norman Rockwell painting. But here's a little behind-the-scenes trivia. They built most of the interiors on a set at a local high school gym. The living room, the kitchen, even the staircase where Kevin sleds down, they were all sets. But the exteriors? That's a real house in Winnetka, Illinois. The production team decorated it with all those twinkling Christmas lights, creating the ultimate cozy holiday aesthetic. Then there's the music. John Williams, the man behind Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and Jurassic Park, gave Home Alone its heart with that iconic score. Can you imagine the movie without that enchanting, twinkling theme? Williams came onto the project late after the original composer couldn't finish it, and thank goodness he did. His music elevated Home Alone from a great comedy to a timeless holiday classic. Without that score, the movie just wouldn't hit the same. And here's something you might not know. Home Alone almost didn't get made. Originally, Warner Brothers was producing the film, but when the budget crept past $10 million, they pulled the plug. John Hughes had a backup plan, though. He quietly passed the script to 20th Century Fox, who swooped in and saved the project. It ended up making over $470 million worldwide on a $15 million budget. It was the highest-grossing live-action comedy of all time for more than two decades. But Home Alone wasn't just about slapstick and hijinks. At its core, it was about family. It was about a kid realizing he actually misses his parents and his annoying siblings. Even Kevin, after days of freedom and ice cream for dinner, just wants his mom to come back. And when she does, when she walks through that door, it's one of those movie moments that gets you every time. Catherine O'Hara, by the way, said that scene with Macaulay Culkin still chokes her up to this day. For us Gen Xers, Home Alone is a time capsule. It takes us back to a simpler time when movies were events. You didn't stream it, you rented it. Or maybe you were lucky enough to get the VHS for Christmas, and then you watched it over and over until the tape wore out. It's a reminder of when we were kids, of sledding down the stairs and making forts out of couch cushions, and of believing that with a little imagination, we could outsmart the world. So here's to Kevin McAllister, the Wet Bandits, and Catherine O'Hara's unforgettable Kevin shout. Next time you hear "Keep the change, you filthy animal," you'll smile, grab some popcorn, and remember why Home Alone is more than just a Christmas movie. It's a piece of who we were, a reminder that sometimes being a kid means believing you can take on anything, even a couple of bumbling burglars. And isn't that what makes a classic? It doesn't just entertain us, it brings us home. Thanks for listening to the Gen X Time Machine. Be sure to hit subscribe and tell your friends to join us.
Your ride in the Gen X Time Machine has come to an end, but the memories don't stop here. Make sure to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a trip back to the 80s and 90s. More iconic moments and nostalgic trends are waiting for you right now in the Gen X Time Machine podcast feed. Press subscribe now.